It's like a children's playground, like there as well. What did I see here? It says the triangle for the kiddies. Shall I translate that for you? Look. Okay, I translate it for you. Das Dreieck. Oh, that was in German. Well, never mind. You got it, eh? So six, you see? The concept of three. And here, for the kiddies as well, you see all the circles for the concept of, for the compass and the concept of three. All together in a square for the concept of four. The square is us, where it's all happening. And the circle is like the compass is them. And here too, you see a lot of squares here. So the kiddies already get used to square and compasses. When you get older, you have to get used to this triangle here. Or that one there in the Lidl, which is the compass, the circle, and the square all around it. Like here, the square for the kids. So we get all programmed to that. To all that stuff, eh? Look at that. The five in it. What does it say? It says the four cantonades. The four corners. Yeah, four, you see? Four. There you got your four corners, eh? Because it has four corners. It's a concept of four. There's one corner, two corner, three, and four. So their children, you know, the elite, you know, they already probably understand it when they're 4 years old and they laugh at the other ones, you know. Or they probably don't even play here. It probably says somewhere that the three corners as well, you know. Can't see it right now. Probably this one. So you get it, you slaves. Having my breakfast here. Well, you see the Lidl, eh? There. Compass of three and of four. Right, you slaves. The triangle for the kids, eh? Oh, where are we going to? Oh, I mean, where do we end up, eh? Look, it even has a perfect capstone on it with the number six. Capstone with the number six. Yeah. That's you, you slave. You got red hair and you look like you're from Africa. I don't know what it is, you know. You can already hear them. There goes the slaves, eh? Hey, you slaves. And then you die and that was it, you know. You play at the playground. So there you got the four corners and here you got the triangle. There you got the concept of four, you got the concept of three. It says here, the triangle, the concept of three. And there are the four corners and there go the slaves. And that's your life, you know. And you're dead, that's all. You try and do something, change something. That's what we're here for. And we can end up with there's the Pentagon. Yeah. There's something to see as well. At least you can see a pyramid to the left. Two pyramids in the A. Here, three pillars or two pillars. Three. It says like AV and Pentagon. So, there goes all the children, no more. And they're gonna play at the playground, or so shall I call it a battleground. It's like a propaganda psychological battleground. It is, it's not a playground really, eh? So this also means, you know, that your children don't belong to you, they belong to them. They're their property in a feudal system. They can take them away whenever they want. You know, because they are going to be their slaves of the aristocracy of Pharaoh. They're going to work, pay 60% taxes, so their descendants can parasite on us. You know, just think about it. Logically, everything has been built already. The schools, you know, all the houses. Look at it, you know, all the benches here, even the pyramids on the playground. The playground is here, the motorways are there. So logic, the army is here. So logically, the taxes, they would be diminishing and not getting higher and higher. So why is it not diminishing? Because our lords, they have more and more descendants, who all need to parasite on us. So this is the reason why, for which, and they all need to drive a nice BMW. This is why the taxes are getting higher and higher. Here, that's the concept of four. It's the only reason. Because they're parasites. They're like ticks in our, just sucking our blood like. Let me tell you one more thing about kids and all that. You know, the women, they only think about the nest. And they think that the pharaoh, they provide peas and everything, the nest to eat. And that the man, well, they don't even see the pharaohs, you know, but yeah. That the man, they made all these wars and all that, you know, which is not true. It was all set up by the aristocracy, the pharaohs. But the women are so incredibly stupid. They only think about the nest. In fact, what a man should do is do like this, you know. Because a man should defend the nest, you know. And not be now a man nowadays, he's only providing for the nest, you know. So the women think, oh, you know, I see them looking at me, you know, like, oh, this is a bad guy, you know. Because he doesn't work. He's not providing the nest, you know. I tell you, I stand like on a height above, very much above that, you know. I just laugh about it, you know. Well, actually, it's very sad that actually the men, they are, you know, they are like being degraded into slaves, you know, like sheeple, the sleeple. And actually, this is what the man should be doing. But nowadays, if a man is doing like this, they think he's not a man, he's not working. I could go working, you know. But I've seen too much, I understand too much, you know. They put me in prison because I wrote some articles in newspapers. Why should I work in a slave system? No way, Jose. So the men are like women nowadays, you know. And the women, they go after the man who have a nice car, BMW, you know, that's the man, you know, and he's pretending to be a tough bloke and all that, which he isn't, of course. You know, he just, it happens quite a few times, they come at me, you know, like with some threats and all that, but, you know, the minute you take your stance, you know, they're all gone, it's all, you know, it's like a balloon with some air in it, you know. Yeah. If they touch the rock, eh? So, yeah, okay, well, you know, you get my point, eh? So here, the triangle. So you go and make your triangle kiddies and your square kiddies, eh? Be some nice slaves. Get yourself a bloke that, you know, be a nice slave and go and work for the pharaohs, pay his taxes, because, you know, nowadays these are the real men, eh? The stupid ones. This is how they all get more and more stupid, eh? What do you think about it? Yeah? Really? Okay, they're the same slave as the rest, you know. There's a Muslim slave. They also like, we work, you know. It says in the Quran, you have to work, then you're a man, you know. That's all you have to do, work. That's what Muhammad says, go and work, yeah. Yeah, well, I'm doing this, you know. Nobody's going to stop me. I'm going on to the end, eh? This is the end, my friend. Okay, well, you only made it to 27. I'm at the double, more than double. Hey, Jimmy boy. Now, you see, this is exactly what I've been talking about, you know. The festival is about St. George killing the dragon. And the nice girl there, she said, you know, in this festival, the man, they give a flower to the... So everybody's having flowers, you see. Yeah, the flowers. The men in there too. It's a typical Catalonian festival. And the man gives a flower to the woman. And the woman gives a book back. So, and I'm thinking then, who's the dragon then in the whole story? I just told you they kill the warriors, the dragon, you know. And they keep the good slaves, you know. They give a flower to the woman, you know. And kill the intelligentsia. You know, look how stupid he looks, you know, a stupid night, eh? I was just telling you, you know, and I understand it. Look at all the slaves here. So here's the feminist stand, also the war against the patriarch, apparently. Yeah. It says Isis, Sisi, the empress. Oh, these horrible men, eh? So you can see, you know, it's all about killing the dragon, killing the man, the patriarch. Feminism. There's the man, he should work.